Am I on here? Yes, I am on. Okay, now usually when I come to speak, I like to dress up a little bit. Y'all know I'm a pretty casual person, but today, I know you laugh, you're not dressing up much, but today I thought we got to talk about the Royals, because the Royals can do and can did. I also wanted to talk about the Royals because if there were ever an example of faith, it's the Kansas City Royals. Now, I want to read you some statistics here. This is just from the postseason. They had 8 come-from-behind victories in the postseason. 7 of those victories were when they were at least 2 runs down. And in the final game of the World Series, with 2 outs, 2 runs down in the 9th. Yeah, Eric Hosmer was on third base, and he did what you're never supposed to do. You are not supposed to get off that base and run home because you will be thrown out. What did he do? He started running. And when the guy up at bat, hit, I think he hit a single, and Eric Hosmer started running. And I think he said on TV, on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, he said he got 2 steps off that base, and he thought, uh-oh, I'm not supposed to do this. And he did what we all need to know to do. Sometimes faith is about getting a couple steps off third base and going, oh, I've gone against conventional wisdom. I am not supposed to run now. And he ran faster than he ever had in his life, and he scored. Woo! And we won. He scored the tying run, and we went on to win. So that's why I'm wearing the Can-Do Kansas City shirt today. Now, you are all here today as this is going to be an experiment. You're all parts of an experiment. Usually when one of us comes up here, or when I come up here, it's a lot of talking. And then we end with a meditation. And it's wonderful, and some of us particularly, some of us are quite inspirational, and some of us, we're quite wonderful. But usually we just all talk. Today, it's going to be one half talk and a series of guided meditations. Because what I want to do today is give you a chance to experience prayer in a different way. I just finished writing a book called The Joyous Heretic. It is about spirituality and a whole lot about prayer. And I wrote a lot of prayers for this book because I've been inspired to write about prayers. Just have. And so I wanted to give you an opportunity to experience prayer as words, but also feeling. Because I think prayer involves 3 different aspects. One is meaning. If you're talking about prayer as words, and prayer can be action too, but today we're going to talk about prayer as words. If you are talking about prayer as words, then the first aspect you're thinking about is meaning. What are the words you're putting in the prayer? And Unity does a wonderful job of talking about meaning, talking about positive prayer. We're not going to God to beg for something. We're not asking for something. We're talking about something that already exists. So that's meaning. And I'm not going to talk a lot about meaning today, although the prayer that we're going to use today is from my book, and it has a lot of meaning and positive meaning. So first part about prayer is meaning. The second aspect of prayer, I think, that makes for effective prayer is faith. Now that, I don't necessarily mean faith in God. It can be faith in God. Your faith can involve a belief in a God, in Jesus, in whomever. But it can also be faith. The kind of faith that Eric Hosmer had, the kind of faith the Kansas City Royals had. Because, I don't know about you, but in that final game of the World Series, it's the 9th inning, they're down 2 runs, and I said, oh my gosh, we've got the Mets right where we want them. That is not normal. It goes completely against conventional wisdom. I think the statistician said that at that point, we had 1.6% chance of winning the World Series, or at winning that game. And we won. We won because the Royals, what they did, and I'm not talking about their belief in God or anything in particular, but they had faith. They knew they were going to win. They got to the 7th inning, they were down. Oh, well, we'll pick it up. They got to the 8th inning, they were down. Oh, well, we're going to pick it up. They got to the 9th inning, they were down. Wow, it's going to be so cool to see how we win. and over and over again. So the minute that Eric Hosmer scored that winning run, there's actually a very famous photo, and it's called Agony. And you can see Hosmer sliding, you know, head first across home, and behind him are the Mets fans. You can see them, and they're like this. Type Agony World Series 2015 into your favorite search engine, and you will see this photo. It is just hilarious because they knew. Now, the Mets could have easily come back. They had another inning. They could have come back and won the game, but they knew we were going to cream them, and we did by 5 runs. So the second thing that makes an effective prayer is faith. And I think of faith as audacity. It is the audacious idea that what seems impossible today or at this moment is, in fact, possible. That what conventional wisdom tells you should not be so is, in fact, already so. You just haven't seen the signs of it. It's the 9th inning. Okay, we're down. We know we're going to win. We don't exactly know how, but we know we will, and we did. Faith is audacity, and it takes courage, takes what I used to hear called chutzpah. The other thing about effective prayer is what I call feeling. Technically speaking, I'm talking about emotional resonance. You know, we've all said prayers a little bit like I used to grow up. I grew up at a time when you said the Pledge of Allegiance in school. The way I said the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance for the flag of America, blah, 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 blah. You didn't pay any attention to what you're saying. You just did it. Sometimes we pray like that. Not always, but sometimes. Prayerfully put your head down. But what I want you to do with this prayer we're going to talk about today, that we're going to use today, is feel it. Feel it in your body, in your gut, in your head, in your soul. Feel the words as you say it, and that's what the guided meditation is for. The prayer we're going to talk about is a prayer I wrote about courage and about the next day. It's actually written to be an evening prayer. And first, I'm just going to read you the words so I know what we're talking. You know what I'm talking about. Here's the prayer. We pray courage into our hands, love into our minds. All the goodness of the universe, every laugh that ever lived, every scarlet-streaked sunset fills and comforts us. Tomorrow is already sweet on our tongues. We are grateful, so very grateful, and so it is. Amen. That's the prayer we're going to use today. So what I would like you to do is to get ready for a little guided meditation. Get comfortable in your seat. Take a deep breath. And we are going to do a guided meditation that is based on the very first line of this prayer. And don't worry if the words don't exactly make sense. It's the feeling of them. And the first line is, we pray courage into our hands. We pray courage. I want you to think right now, I want you to remember a time in your past. You might have been a child, you might have been an adult, it might have been 30 years ago, it might have been this morning. A time when you were filled with courage. And courage, some people think courage is about not being afraid, but that's not courage. Courage is being scared, and then you go forward anyways. For me, one of the great moments of courage in my life was the first time I walked to school by myself in kindergarten. I want you to go back to whatever that moment of courage is, and I want you to remember it now. Feel it. Feel yourself standing there or sitting there. Was there a particular smell in the air? Was there a sound? Did your body feel a particular way? Feel, just feel the moment. Don't judge it. Don't do anything else with it. Feel it. Smell it. Taste it. Hear it. And if you can't find a moment that feels right to you, pretend. That's all I did when I was in kindergarten. I pretended I was courageous and went anyways. And when you feel like you have that moment fully, you are living that moment. I want you to open your eyes and just look at me. And now we're going to do, well, before we do a second guided meditation, how did that feel?
Proud.
Proud. How else did it feel?
Accomplished.
Say it again.
Blanketed in love.
Woo, sweet.
Uncomfortable.
We send light and love. And comfort, courage. Courage is sweet. Yes, Rose.
Reassuring.
There is not a single person in this room who has not ever felt courage in their life. I guarantee you, I'd be willing to bet everything I own and everything I'm going to own that every single one of you has felt at least one moment, if not dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of moments of courage in your life. Sometimes courage is just getting up in the morning and going forward. Yes?
Nourishing like the last scene in the Grapes of Wrath.
You've all felt courage. Okay, let's try another one. And this time we're going to do a meditation on love, because the second line of the prayer is we pray love into our minds. Think of a moment when you felt love. Amazing love, overwhelming love. It could be for your puppy. It could be for your child, your grandchild. It could be for a lover. It could be for a place. Just pick one out of the many you've had in your life. See what you were seeing at that moment. Hear what you were hearing. Feel the wind on your cheek. Smell the air. What did you feel? What was it like? And open your eyes when you're done and look at me. Love. We don't have to be in a love affair to feel love. Notice I didn't ask about a time that someone loved you, but this is when you loved someone else. You loved something, someone, some moment. Maybe it was when Eric Hosmer slid across first home plate. That's cool, but it is love. It is all love. Years ago, I studied fiction writing, and what they told us, what our teachers told us then, which was so interesting, is that every human being, by the time they're 7, experiences every emotion that you need to experience to write a really great novel. You've already felt it all by 7. So you've known love. You've all known love. You know love now. The final guided meditation is on goodness, and it's about the last few lines of the prayer. All the goodness of the universe, every laugh that ever lived, every scarlet-streaked sunrise fills and comforts us. So close your eyes for just a moment. Don't worry, I'll wake up anybody who falls asleep. When did something feel good? When did that feeling of goodness, that beautiful sunrise, that laughter, maybe it was a group of people laughing together. Maybe it was the beautiful sunrise. Maybe it was anything, any feeling of goodness. Let that permeate every cell of your body. Let it be an elixir that heals you and fills you. Today, right now, only for this moment, if that's all you can hold on to, just for this moment, there is no fear, there is no pain, there is only goodness. You are filled with it. You are whole. You are healed. You are happy. You are alive. Every cell of your body, every instant of being. And when you are done, open your eyes. How'd that feel? Anybody want to say anything? Okay. Yes.
I was at a birthday party missing my daughter who I'm estranged from, and I had a surrogate daughter laugh, and an angel told me to capture the laugh on the phone.
And a wonderful laughter, the sound of laughter. How about we do this now? I would like to end this talk, half meditation, by us all saying this prayer together. And I'll speak a line and then you can repeat it after me. If you wish, you can rise. Because this is prayer is felt by the whole body. You can be loud, you can be soft, whatever you want to be. It's okay to stand if other people don't stand. So let us finish by saying the prayer together. In any way you want to. So I'll say a line and you can repeat it. I pray courage into my hands.
I pray courage into my hands.
Love into my mind.
Love into my mind.
All the goodness of the universe.
All the goodness of the universe.
Every laugh that ever lived.
Every scarlet streaked sunrise
fills and comforts me.
Tomorrow is already sweet on my tongue.
And so it is. Amen. Namaste. Thank you for participating in this with me today. Namaste.